With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The House GOP adopts a budget favoring President Trump's domestic agenda after a topsy-turvy night. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The legislation was approved in a 217-215 vote. It capped a wild evening in the House chamber that saw Republican leaders hold open an unrelated vote for more than an hour to buy time to win over holdouts, announced they were canceling a vote on the legislation, and reversed course just 10 minutes later. The tally also marked a dramatic turnaround for Speaker Mike Johnson and House GOP leaders, who hours earlier were facing opposition to the measure from four deficit hawks, skepticism among some other hardliners, and apprehension from moderates concerned about potential slashes to social safety net measures. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, Ukrainian President Zelensky reportedly coming to the U.S. after the two countries signed off on the framework for a minerals deal. President Trump has been pushing for a rare earth minerals deal as a way for Ukraine to pay back the U.S. for aid Joe Biden provided during the war with Russia. Zelensky will reportedly visit Washington, D.C. on Friday to sign off on the deal. Another near miss between airplanes.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to make the plane climb suddenly to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway.
Southwest 2504 going around.
2504, roger that, climb maintain 3000.
Airport webcam video shows Southwest flight 2504 appear to briefly touch down before its nose was abruptly pulled up as the second plane is seen on the runway. Audio recording of communication between the crew and air traffic control captures the pilot asking,
Sarah, Southwest 2504, how'd that happen?
The Federal Aviation Administration says the second plane entered the runway without authorization. I'm Haya Panjwani.
This is SRN News. Samaritan's Purse responds to flooding in Kentucky and West Virginia.
The high water, followed in some places by heavy snow, has hammered a number of small rural communities, and the Giant Christian Relief Ministry is providing aid. The base of operations is First Baptist Church in Pikeville, Kentucky, and volunteers are being urged to visit the Samaritan's Purse website to sign up. More than 20 people were killed by the flooding in Kentucky, and roads were washed out there and in southern West Virginia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians in northeast Syria are marking the 10th anniversary of an attack by ISIS on more than 30 villages. Churches were blown up, dozens of people were killed or wounded, and hundreds were taken hostage. The attack and the ongoing terrorist threat led much of Syria's minority Christians to flee the country. Now those who remain are worried about the future following the ouster of the longtime president last year. This is SRN News. Football's most controversial play is drawing calls to ban it. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh has more on the story.
Eagles coach Nick Sirianni pushed back against the Packers' proposal to ban the tush-push play Philadelphia has used so successfully at the goal line and in short-yarded situations, including in their victory over the Chiefs in Super Bowl 59.
I almost feel a little insulted because we worked so hard at that play. The amount of things that we've looked into how to coach that play, the fundamentals, is always... There's 1,000 plays out there.
Green Bay general manager Brian Gutekunst confirmed Tuesday that the Packers were the team that had made the proposal. In other NFL news, Bills receiver Khalil Shakir has agreed to a four-year contract extension worth up to $60.2 million, and the Commanders have given two-time Pro Bowl defensive tackle Jonathan Allen permission to seek a trade.
I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
More details at srnnews.com.